Good afternoon and welcome to Regarding ID, the podcast series. We're speaking today with Damian Balson, the head of Nokia's NFC Business Development for the Americas. I'm your host, Chris Corum, and we're going to get a good lay of the land here, I hope, from Damian on where we are with handsets and product development and where he sees Nokia's impacts and influences on NFC here in the next few years. So, Damian, thanks for joining us. I appreciate the time.
Yes. Hello, thank you for having me there. 2009 is going to be a year where we're going to start seeing some good numbers. I mean, probably not the huge numbers that everybody is expecting, but on the hundreds of thousands. And you're going to see really finally how banks and carriers and transit authorities are finally getting along together to get the thing to work on the most visible applications. You're also going to see very simple NFC applications that are going to be offered to the end users that have already a big ROI linked to them, especially for carriers around the ease of use, where things like the pairing of a Bluetooth device. From there, it's I think seeing the carrier seeing that they can do simple things that don't need a lot of big external infrastructure and can leave them time to kind of really make their agreements or their strategy on what they want to do on mobile payments.
Right.
Is really going to push for more devices.
I agree with you in that it seems when I've watched demos and played with the technology at shows and things, both at Nokia stands and others, it's some of those small applications that are almost more niche type things like the initiating of the Bluetooth sessions or pulling up a web address or pulling more information that are really, I think, from a consumer perspective, almost as exciting as the larger kind of payment infrastructure applications.
Yes, and think about that's why we launched the 6212 phone is kind of a the middle range phone, but it's kind of it's a 3G phone, which I think is kind of important, and it's kind of the entry device for 3G. And if you take into account the people that are that want to have the latest stuff immediately and that are buying N95 or iPhones, of course this is not a phone that is for them, but you still have a lot of people in segments of the population that never really accessed internet, and so the ability for someone to get into a carrier store and have a phone and suddenly really download a video preview of a movie but really in a few seconds because you're leveraging 3G or potentially a Bluetooth interface, or the ability to have access to my 3 or 4 kind of website just by tapping a tag.
Mean,
not even kind of typing on the phone is extremely powerful.
What do you think are the keys to kind of taking that next big step? Is it going to be the driving application in a certain geographic region or market, or is it going to be a carrier who just finally says, hey, we're going to issue 100,000 phones to this market that are NFC enabled, and then we're going to allow the applications to kind of backfill behind the phones? Is there really no answer to that question? Is it just time will tell?
Some are going to deploy definitely with payment as a killer app, at the beginning, and that is great. Although of course that is complex. Some others are going to really to go on the transit, and it is complex also. But the vast majority are going to start with very simple interactions with for the physical world and very simple applications. I think that's what is going to make the the turnaround in 2009 and, you know, get us to 2010 being, I think, the key year. We're working with a lot of companies in the U.S. and Latin America, everywhere around the world, and obviously in the Americas, so that's the companies I'm working more with. And they all have absolutely amazing applications that are going to be ready when there's going to be a mass rollout. And sometimes it's, you know, it's kind of very, very simple applications, but it just makes a big change when a phone is working. I was this morning with some people from the MIT Media Lab in Boston that developed a fantastic medical application and for Pakistan, you know, where the phone is used to read medical information from tags from kids that have special diseases, and that information is sent through GPRS to the hospitals and the medical facility computers, and you know there are tons of applications like this.
The new 6212, what is the status? Is it available yet, or I know it was supposed to be sometime middle toward end of this year?
Yeah, the 6212 is, I mean, I don't have the exact date, but it's definitely for Q4.
Okay.
Q4 08, so it's a phone that is really made for Europe and Asia.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're working to have a limited number of these phones to be used for development and pilots in the US and in Latin America, although, you know, for Latin America, 6212 is a perfect phone for Brazil.
Okay.
Frequency.
For those who don't understand exactly how how a handset gets from a developer or from a company like Nokia into an end user's hands, it's carrier by carrier dependent typically which handsets are offered. Say if you're an AT&T customer, or if you're a Sprint customer or T-Mobile or something.
Right.
Even stepping back to the 6131, which has been kind of the NFC leader, I think probably worldwide, I suppose, but that handset, you know, I couldn't just walk down the street to my local provider and pick up a 6131 unless I was with specific carriers. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, you can buy the phone online,
uh-huh.
But obviously the specificity of the U.S. market is that 95% of the handsets are sold by the carriers.
Okay.
In Europe, this ratio is 50%.
Hmm.
So a lot of people are, you know, selling the phones, buying the phones directly from Nokia and just adding the SIMs.
Okay.
So it's a pretty different model, although the carriers still have a big control. So yes, I mean, you know, on top of Nokia producing the device has to be picked up by the carrier if you want to get it heavily subsidized. Having less control by the carrier, allows a little bit more flexibility for sometimes big ecosystem player that really want to be the prime actor to get something to work. But you know, the phone still has to be purchased, so it's at the end of the day, nothing can be done without the carrier.
I'm excited to have it in my own handset so we can start to take advantage of all the great applications. So I appreciate your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the near future to get the next update.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Damien.